This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris today, aimed at further strengthening India-France relations. He will also engage in key bilateral discussions where several important bilateral deals are also expected to be signed between India and France. He will also set to take part in the AI Action Summit today, where India is co-chairing with the objective of establishing global AI standards and promoting responsible AI development. The Prime Minister received a warm welcome upon his arrival in France last night. Upon landing, he was greeted at the airport by France's Minister of the Armed Forces, Sébastien Lecornu, while the Indian community in Paris gathered to offer their heartfelt greetings. Despite this chilly weather, the Indian community in Paris gave Prime Minister Modi a heartwarming welcome. The air was filled with Modi chants, vibrant tricolours and enthusiastic slogans as the community gathered to celebrate his arrival. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the two-day international conference on Yunani Day today in New Delhi. Minister of Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh will also be present on the occasion. The 11th of February is celebrated annually as Yunani Day to honour the birth anniversary of the renowned Yunani physician, educator and freedom fighter Hakim Ajmal Khan. The Central Council for Research in Yunani Medicine, a premier research council under the Ministry of Ayush, is hosting the two-day international conference on innovations in Yunani medicine for integrative health solutions, a way forward. This conference will serve as a platform for dialogue, collaboration and knowledge exchange, aiming to underscore the pivotal role of Yunani medicine in promoting global health and well-being. India Energy Week 2025 is set to start from today in New Delhi. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually inaugurate the four-day mega event. He said that the four-day event will be the second largest energy event globally in terms of ministerial and CEO participation, exhibition space and the number of sessions. The minister said that the event will showcase the country's success with the Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana PMUY as a model for global adoption. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has launched India's first indigenous automated biomedical waste treatment rig named Srijanam at AIIMS New Delhi yesterday. Developed by the CSIR National Institute for Interdisciplinary Science and Technology, NIIST, in Trivandrum, the rig is the first of its kind in the country. Speaking on the occasion, the minister called for a paradigm shift from waste to wealth and emphasized the importance of sustainability and environmental concerns. Dr. Singh highlighted India's economic transformation, noting that the country has moved from being part of the fragile five to a member of the first five and is on track for continued growth. Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Suman Berry, CEO BVR Subramaniam and member Dr. Vinod Kumar Paul released Niti Aayog's report on expanding quality higher education through states and state public universities in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Berry expressed hope that the recommendations contained in the report would be enthusiastically taken forward by the ministries and the central and state governments. The Indian Railways has been working on a war footing to make special arrangements for pilgrims and tourists ahead of the Maghi Purnima Snan tomorrow at the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav yesterday inspected the arrangements at Prayagraj Railway Station. During his inspection, Mr. Vaishnav reviewed the ongoing situation of rush and discussed preparations of railways with senior officials. World champion D. Kukesh bowed out of the freestyle Grand Slam chess after losing his second straight quarterfinal game against Fabiano Caruana of the United States yesterday. Having lost the first game with white pieces, Kukesh did not last long against the American Grandmaster in a must-win tie with Caruana, finishing the contest with a mere 18 moves. And that is the end of this news bulletin.